The Army National Guard spends a lot of time and money on training. The question is whether it pays off. Last October, the National Guard increased training days for its units operating the Stryker combat vehicle. Now some of the first units are finishing up their elongated training. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni spoke with Director of the Army National Guard, Lieutenant General Timothy Kadavi, about how effective it's been.
I'm particularly excited to talk about what we are calling Army National Guard 4.0, which is related to our increased focus on readiness, training exercise, professional development, schools, and then a little bit of our overseas deployment training.
Last time we spoke, you gave us an update on the expansion of training days for National Guard Stryker units. Can you give us an update on that?
Sure. So right now, the focus is related to our Joint Readiness Training Center deployments or exercises, and our National Training Center training opportunities. And so as we move through a training program, particularly for our Armor Brigade and Stryker Brigade combat teams, we have shifted to a four-year training plan. Because of the Army's capacity within those two areas, there is more reliance on those units as it's related to the sustained readiness model. And so they will, once every 4 years, either go to the, well, particularly the Strikers and the ABCTs, they will go to the National Training Center. And so that will require a few more training days throughout the training cycle in that four-year model in order to achieve the readiness required to enter the National Training Center, to achieve company-level proficiency while at the training center, and then to sustain it in the available year of year four.
You were trying to work with industry to keep them in the loop about extra training days. How are you keeping them abreast of the issues?
So right now, we're working on helping our leaders and commanders in the field to understand the changes to our model as it's related to Armor Brigade, Stryker Brigade combat teams, other teams that are doing overseas deployment training exercises, and also to those other units, enabling units that will also attend the JRTC and National Training Center. So we are talking, sharing them with them the strategy and the increase of training days required to go to the National Training Center. And then we're relying on the adjutant generals and the commanders to make sure this is shared with the employers in their communities where these units come from. And I'm doing my best at the national level to talk to our elected officials so they understand what our training strategy is.
I'd assume the National Guard troops aren't exactly excited about extra training days. What feedback have you gotten from them?
I've been getting just really the opposite feedback. So first, I think it's important to just note one thing. The majority of the Army National Guard is still going to be doing 39 days a year. I mean, we're just not, asking everybody, irregardless of what unit they're in and in what training cycle they're in, we're not asking everybody to do more training days. But those that have to go to the National Training Center in order to prepare them and to get through those rotations, those are the units we're talking about. So I was just recently at the National Training Center, talked to a bunch of soldiers, must have been 400 or 500 soldiers from Mississippi and Kansas related to the 155th Armored Brigade Combat Team. They said this was absolutely some of the best training that they have ever had in their professional military careers. And that goes from the privates to the brigade commander. I talked to all ranks, all levels of soldiers and leaders, and they said this is absolutely what they joined and signed up to do. So that's related to those that have just recently completed the training. I also had another opportunity to go and talk to 2nd Battalion, 136th Combined Arms Battalion, Infantry Battalion from the Minnesota Army National Guard. They were the unit that went to the National Training Center last year. This year, so last year we did talk to them, and they all say, yeah, we want to make sure we understand so we can talk to our families and to our employers about why we're doing the things we're doing. And so they went this year to Lithuania to capitalize on the training they received last year. So they spent a couple of weeks in Lithuania supporting U.S. Army Europe's Sabre Strike exercise. And again, I talked to just about every soldier in that battalion, and they all said this is absolutely what they signed up to do, and that they understood the importance of this to their nation's army and to their nation. And they all said they would do it again.
Can you give us a feel for what the units are doing in the training and how they might help readiness?
These larger formations require additional collective level training because of their size and because of the complexity related to the Armor Brigade and Striker Brigade combat teams. So in year two of their cycle, we require them to go to an exportable CTC rotation. And so that comprises of about 21 days of field training at the platoon level, as well as gunnery to the crew and platoon level. And then they continue to do their monthly training between year two and three, and then they go to the National Training Center where they do a 21-day rotation. During that time period, they build upon the platoon-level training that they achieved at their XCTC rotation, and they progress to company-level proficiency, fighting against the world's premier Op 4 out at Fort Irwin, and then they also do combined arms live fire exercises, where they actually conduct live fire exercises at the company level as part of a battalion level maneuver. Something that our guard units, Army National Guard units, have not done in a long, long time, and it's really about getting us back to our decisive action proficiencies to fight at a high intensity level.
You answered part of this question already, but what is it about the Striker Force that makes them in such high demand?
So part of it is just the capacity that the nation has, as it's related to particularly our Armor Brigade combat teams, those that have the Abrams tanks in them, and the Striker Brigades. We don't have nearly as many of those as we do our infantry brigade combat teams. And as you look at requirements around the world, these are units that we have to maintain higher levels of readiness in just because of the capacity within the United States Army in those particular units. The other thing that makes it more complicated is just the logistics associated with supporting large armored and striker formations. You know, logistics in the sense of fuels and ammunition, and just the large number of soldiers in those formations, nearly 4,000, and getting them all on the field in the same time, fighting together, maneuvering together, and then just the gunnery portion is also very complicated to get to platoon level and then do company level combined arms live fire exercises. That is higher level collective training that you can't conduct in just the normal 39 days a year training.
How does the review process work? Will you revisit the training days for Striker units, and are there any other types of units in the future you might revisit?
So we've made the decision, as it's related to Armor Brigade and Striker Brigade combat teams. We'll always review it based on requirements and needs, but I think the four-year model we put together is the right model. So we're just beginning to fully implement that as we move into fiscal year 18, which will include four rotations to the various national or the various combat training centers, the National Training Center and the JRTC, the Joint Readiness Training Center at Fort Polk. Now, the rest of the Army National Guard, as we work through the force and the requirements to support the named operations and potential war plans, we will review each and every one of those. But I think the key thing to remember is this is about readiness. And, you know, an army of just over a million is the smallest army we've had since World War II. And you think about the total army and the total force, it's all three components: the active component, the National Army National Guard, and the U.S. Army Reserve. And so the army goes to war together with all three components, and so we need to make sure that we generate the required levels of readiness within our formations.
Lieutenant General Timothy Kadavi, Director of the Army National Guard, speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. Check out the story at federalnewsradio.com.